My brother Wes, what's up, brother?
Oh man, I gotta tell you, I'm in the middle of a mini rack and stack with you today. You got the latest hurricane blowing in. I know that from a keeping things evergreen, we're not supposed to talk about that kind of stuff, but I'm worried about you, brother.
Well, you know, yeah, when we, as we're recording this, we're a couple days away from Milton. Hitting. I feel like we're a little south of where it appears that it's going to hit, but this is so big and so powerful that, as I was telling Caitlin pre-show, we might get, if it stays where it is, 80, 90 mile an hour winds, like that's no big deal. But according to, or in comparison to what they're going to get maybe at Tampa or between Tampa and Sarasota, this is a big one, buddy. I'm stormtrooping today.
Well, not only are you stormtroopering, but even though we have an absolutely incredible guest getting ready to come up, I do want to recognize your shirt because of Hurricane Helene and the awesome team that put together that shirt.
Yes, True Metal Supply. They did some great stuff, and I'm wearing the what's one of my words? Hashtag East Tennessee is what I'm wearing today. I bought these with True Metal Supplies, but it's been doing God's work, taking product in, bottles of water by the semi-load. It's been amazing. And then I got the Dixie Chick, a hashtag, what's this one? This one, West North Carolina Strong. Oops, get it up there. So I bought these shirts as a small little bit to help the folks up there, because I've talked to several people. One of our recent guests, Nathan Woody, I chatted with him a little bit off via electronic media the other day, and he's up there mountain, wandering around the woods in the mountains. People are, it's just the devastation up there is incredible. It's incredible. And then in the East Bend area of Florida, and
there's gonna be more. I'm laughing because you went away for a second there.
Well, that's right. I'm back. I had to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
Thanks for mentioning that. But anyway, but in that area up there is about to get hammered again. By the time this show drops, they'll have been hammered. So, and but yeah, but hey, you know what? We're here today. The show must go on, as they say. Somebody said that once. Was that Ringling or somebody? I don't know.
They did. Like I said, Caitlin is an absolutely fantastic guest getting ready to come. But I just want to recognize that, because it's so important that that we keep those incredible people in our thoughts and prayers. So exactly. What do you say we get to Caitlin?
You know what? I love Caitlin, and I love you too, brother. But I mean,
love you back.
Well, I love you more though. But we could do this all day. Let's just go bring Caitlin, who we both love, and forget this.
All right,
let's go.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Hey, look at you. You got the piano.
I'm already here.
You're like a singer songwriter or something, right?
Something like that. It's like,
I know.
My habitat here.
I've heard that rumor. Well, before we get started, first we got to do this fair, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the great Caitlin Cusack. And I'll tell you what, as I mentioned to you pre-show, I openly admit the pop is not my genre of choice, if you will. You're quickly causing me to become a fan of pop by being a fan of Caitlin Cusack. I mean, your music is incredible. I really, really love it. And you're going to do Quiet My Mind, I think, or isn't that what you're going to play right now?
Yeah, might as well get started with that.
Let's do that because that'll lead us into a good conversation, right?
Great, yes. How about just part of it? You want the whole thing?
You do the part if you want. You do what you want.
Okay.
This is your show. I'm just, Wes and I are facilitating. I'm going to go take a nap, so I'll be back. Go ahead.
Okay, enjoy your, it's about a 3-minute nap then.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. How's the piano sound?
Good. It's slightly loud, but it's okay.
Okay. Let the days are running, running together. The months are flying by, soon it will be years before I wake up. Asking why did I let the time escape me? Have I fallen behind? But right now I won't do just about anything. Why am I how long will I wait until it's too late? What will it take for me to go my own way? Maybe one day I'll just wake up and know that it's safe for me. But the days are running, running together, and the months are flying by, soon it will be here. Asking why did I let time escape me? I'm far behind, but right now I just have to think. Why am I running?
Nice, very nice. That's the song that introduced me to you, or you to me, I guess would be the right way to say it. So great song. Do you want to stay at the piano, or do you want to jump back at the other way? What do you want to do?
Over to my comfy chair.
Yeah, get in your comfy chair. We'll wait.
Come with me.
I'm going to walk with you. See, now we are. This is so cool. We're actually walking with Caitlin. That's a good song. Work on that, will you?
That would be fun.
I'll produce it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll produce it anyway.
Walk with me.
I like that. Yeah. Perfect. Well, that was very good. I like I said, a friend of mine introduced you to me. She knew that I'd had Drew on, and I'd had a couple other singer-songwriters on in the past, and she said, you would really love Caitlin Cusick. And I'm going, okay, let me, so I looked you up, and that was the very first song I heard that you sang. And I loved the song. Pardon me?
I brought you in.
You did. It did. You did. It was, and I'm going to give her a shout out. Lynette Helwig Wentworth. She's from my own year, or Rockford area, I think. I don't know if you know Lynette for some reason or another.
Sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
I think so.
She's from Carson City. She's one of the neighbor girls I grew up with in the little burg of Carson City. So, a few years younger now, because we've established that I'm old, but not as old as we thought. So that's a good thing. But it's been a pleasure. So thank you for jumping on. And, we're all about building wins here. And I tell people a lot of times, it's not just business wins or sales wins. I mean, that's what I do, but it's about wins, period. And wins can be business and sales, obviously, but there's spiritual wins and health and fitness wins and personal wins. And you're such a story outside of your music, which you're going a long way. I can tell you that right now. You're already, you're already like a big shot, but you're going a long way. You are. But this is a guy that I people boo me when I sing in the shower, and I'm the only one in there. So, I mean, you got to understand. But I love your sound, but your story about building wins is so much more than just your great music, right? And that really intrigued me as I dug into more of your background on Google and your website and that kind of thing. So why don't I just be quiet for a minute and tell us, Caitlin Clark. I love the.
I, I, play basketball on the side, but.
Oh, do you? Okay. And I'm a big fan of hers, but so, see, I put you in the same category. I think I put her in the same category as you. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. What a compliment. Yeah. If she wants a call, I'll tell her that, you know, she has to come on after you. But anyway, give us the story. Give us the Caitlin story.
Okay. Well, I think especially what you're referring to is that I feel like life seemed to deal me a lot of losses in my 20s. And I had a great upbringing, wonderful parents, a great family. And when I got into college age, my dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And that was kind of a slow journey, slow decline. And it morphed into what we now know as multiple systems atrophy. And that is a rare neurodegenerative disease. And usually from diagnosis, it only takes a few years to really take its toll on the body. So that was a really difficult thing in my early 20s to watch my dad suffer and just struggle with things that I couldn't help with.
Right.
So that, I think, led to part of my musical pursuits and passions, which was always a part of my life. But then a couple years after that, I think I was 24 when he passed, I was performing in a musical. It was my 27th birthday. And I hit my head on the ground when I died. It was my death scene. And I didn't think it was a big deal because it wasn't like I was in a car accident. I wasn't playing a sport. Like, it didn't seem like it could be a massive thing to have a concussion from just hitting my head on the ground like that. But it turned into a completely life-changing journey. Just totally turned my life upside down. Within that first week, I was a mess of, I was just constantly overstimulated. I was like walking migraine. I was having trouble taking in the sound, and I kept trying to perform that first week and finish out the show, which I think if I could go back, I would have said, give your brain a rest because this is the most important time you could possibly have to heal. And I didn't do that. So I continued working. I continued, doing what I continued pushing because I played sports growing up and people said the show must go on, but also you push through your injuries because the games go on, you know? So, I didn't know how serious that could become. And for the next few years, I ended up losing my jobs. I couldn't work. I didn't know what was happening to me because it didn't make sense that small of a hit to the head could possibly give such life-changing symptoms. But I've learned a lot in those few years, as was the world, about how to treat concussions. This was like 2018. And we've learned a lot since about what to do acutely, like right after the concussion. And I really had to work on rebuilding my life. So in that first year, it was kind of like the world stopped around me. And excuse me, I stopped. My world stopped. But the world kept going.
Oh, okay.
So everything was going on around me, and I was just stuck and trying lots of different treatments. I was in rehabilitation therapies 3 times a week, if not more. And then 1 year in exactly on my, I guess that was when I hit my head, it was my 26th birthday. But my 27th birthday, my mom, 2 weeks prior to that birthday, she had fallen ill, which was pretty uncharacteristic for her. And we brought her to the hospital and heard the word cancer. And we had no idea. She had no idea. And in those 2 weeks, it was a really rapid decline. And she passed away on my 27th birthday. Wow. So those were incredibly difficult, just absolutely life-changing events. 1 year apart, my whole foundation shifted both times. And since then, it's been trying to rebuild and trying to navigate that foundational change. And it's been a lot. And music has been really important, a really important part of that, to keep going, to process it, and really to give me purpose to move forward.
Man, those are tough things for people in general, either of those. And to have all that, 3 of those pretty major life-altering events that far apart, and let's face it, at a young age. I mean, I think back, I lost my dad when I was 39 and thought I was pretty young. and then lost my mom when I was 40. So, and I'm an only child. So I remember that being an orphan thing, right? Realizing what that meant, even though you think of that as a little kid, right? But the feeling's still there, whether you're an adult or not, right? And that, because I know you have a brother, but an older brother by quite a bit. So, but before we even get into that, because I know we want to talk about how that had it, and you, your most current song, I think, right? You write about that, right? I mean, that's the genesis, if you will, of the song, is what happened with your mom and what happened shortly after. So if you want to play just a little verse of that or two, and then I'd love you to tell us what was going through your mind when you wrote the song, what was going through when it happened, and what created that. Obviously, music has become, I know it was a big part of your life to begin with, but it was a major shift, right? After all this happened. You Carry Me. You're current. And as I said, you quiet my mind, just what turned me on to you. Best song by far you probably ever will do. And you'll probably do many more. But I don't know if you can do better than this one. I know you will, but I don't know. It's awesome. So, you know, if you'd like to play just a little bit of that for us before we talk about what it means.
Sure. Okay.
Or do you want to talk about what it means first and then play?
I think I should tell you a little bit.
Yeah, do it. Okay.
So, because I think it's the most important thing to know why it starts the way it does.
Okay.
And so with probably maybe 5 days or so before mom died, we were in the hospital that whole time. She was in the hospital. We were trying to figure out what was going on. And there was a music therapist who came in and was playing something for her. And I think she was a woman of faith. She was Catholic all her life. She was a music director. Music was something we shared together. And at that time in my concussion journey, music hurt me to play and sing. It just was so difficult for my body to produce those sounds without pain. And so in the hospital, I was getting choked up, and she looked at me and said, "I don't want you to be afraid." And she said, she went on to say other things, but one of the other things she said was, "I know where I'm going." So she really wanted to comfort me. And she was just wonderful all her life as a comforting presence. And so this song starts with those words, "I don't want you to be afraid." And it has other things and sentiments that she said to me in those days in the hospital when we didn't know what was happening. And then when it became clear that it was going to be a fatal thing. And this song I ended up writing to be a big hug, like to comfort me, to remind me of what she would want me to know. And I think it's so important to share with other people who maybe don't have that comfort when someone passes. So I'll play at least the first verse and the chorus, and then you can go listen to the rest of the song.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay. I'll bring you back.
We're walking with Caitlin again.
Walking with Caitlin.
I'm going to start writing that for you, just if you want some of it. You know.
I love it. Yes, please.
Okay. You believe me, you don't want it. You have a promising career. You don't want to destroy it.
You never know. My inspiration is the darndest places.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the chords are something like this. I don't want you to be afraid. I know you'll be okay. You're gonna want to do all the things you dreamed of. I won't be there to see you. Don't worry, honey, I know where I'm going. We'll be done with all the not knowing. All the hows, all the whys. Keep your faith, but the sun will rise. And I promise I'm never without my love. And I promise you never found my love, and I promise. I'll walk with you throughout your life. I'll always be by your side. If you can't see me, you carry me. One set footprints in the sand, but I'll be there to hold your hand. Even if you can't feel me, you carry me.
It's as good as it gets right there, kiddo. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Go back to your easy chair. I'll wait.
Okay, I'll come over here. And we're
walking with Caitlin. I like it.
There we go. Okay.
All I know is if you do a Walking with Caitlin song, I better be on stage to introduce you. That's okay. All I'm saying. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
All right.
I'll remember that.
I know you will. I believe that. So that is and I know that you listen to it on YouTube or on your website. Obviously, this is not the perfect perfect place for music, right? But there you are. I recognize you. But man, oh man, that's some good stuff. So continue with your story about how that song came into play and what went on and what went on to the fact and I just wanted to get that song in there where we could. So.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to talk about the song and how it developed into the project that people can now go be a part of the release and see how it comes out. That song, it is just a hug for me, and it can be emotional still for me to play sometimes. But in the first couple months after Mom died, in my hometown, there is a fundraising effort by the nonprofit Ionia Community Awareness that raises funds to help support people in that community who are going through cancer treatments, who are dealing with the aftermath of cancer and how much it can affect you financially, especially. Mm-hmm. And my mom was always a part of that fundraising effort when she was alive. And after she passed from cancer, I went home to that week where they have a concert, and I played that song in public for the first time.
Wow.
And it had such an impact that I guess I didn't really expect. I don't know what to say about it. But it made me realize how important it felt for other people to hear it, not just me. And so the other songs that I've written since that are me processing Mom's death and Dad's death, there are three in particular that have become a project that is three music videos that honor my parents and are coming out on streaming services as well. So there are music videos coming out. The first one is You Carry Me. It just came out last week. By the time this airs, there may be more out that you can see on the YouTube channel. So there's kind of a journey in the video series too, where I actually hired and had music arranged for a string quintet of symphony musicians. And I brought them home to Ionia to play in Mom's old music classroom.
Wow.
That's cool. Really cool. It was so cool. I don't know that she ever had symphony musicians in that classroom. So that was really powerful. And they were all so wonderful. And they are the strings in every song. And in a couple of the songs, we added even more. So it sounds like a full orchestra. And we filmed in Mom's old music classroom. In each video, you'll see it with those strings players. And I also filmed in the community awareness fundraising events that Ionia is actually blue and white. That's their colors. And they turned their football game that week into purple. So everything's purple in honor of cancer survivors and fighters and warriors. And they march in and all the jerseys at the end of the week are presented in honor of someone who has dealt with cancer, past or still living. And so we highlighted a lot of those really special events because it's really powerful to see that community come together like that. And then it ends this video that you can see now, You Carry Me, with the public concert that I had where everybody wore purple and I brought the symphony musicians with me. And I even had the Ionia High School vocal music program back me up in this song. So they are like the choir of angels at the key change at the end. And it was really wonderful to bring the community together to do that, because that's kind of what my parents did. And they taught me growing up how important service to your community is. So I really wanted to honor them in that vein and give musicians in Ionia an opportunity to be a part of something cool too. So go see it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's very cool. And so I wondered, I'm glad you filled us in on that, because I watched, you know, that only because I, one, love it, but also in spite of what some people may think, I actually prepare for these podcasts now and then. And, you know, I do, I occasionally wing it. If it's an industry-based person, I wing it, because if, after 4+ decades, if I can't wing 30, 40 minutes, I probably am a fake, right? But but I loved, and growing up in Carson City, Ionia was one of four of the big towns that we would go to something. Well, you think about it. We had, when I was there, we had a Dairy Queen, and we had no McDonald's even or anything. So we had the Bamboo Room and Cozy Corner and a Dairy Queen. So that was it. So Ionia was one of the towns that we would go to. Plus, we always went to the Ionia Free Fair, which I soon found out wasn't ever free, but anyway. But parking was free or something, I think, or whatever they did. Or you got entry free.
Yeah. What's that? Entry is free.
Entry's free. You prayed apart, but did you get in free? Okay. But anyway, great fair. First, I know that had nothing to do, but I know you love music. I saw the Lennon Sisters there once.
Ah.
Okay. No, don't be on. You're too young. Do you really remember the Lennon Sisters, or are you just faking it?
Well, what I wanted to say is that my mom did a lot of ushering for those concerts growing up.
Oh, okay.
So may have run into my parents at some point.
May have, because I went there as a little guy with my mom and dad. And we stood out at that main entrance where they got those little spires or whatever. That I assume they're still there.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody's going crazy because these little limos drove in. And it was the Lennon Sisters. And they got out and talked to everybody, which my mom thought it was really cool. I'm like 8. I'm going, I saw them on TV, so that was kind of cool. But who cares, right?
Yeah.
But we did go to the grandstand one year. And this is one of my genre of music back in the day. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons played there on the grandstands.
Wow.
And I was always a big fan. And I still remember, Caitlin, when the Four Seasons, if you will, were out singing Sherry, right? I think that's what they opened with. And all of a sudden you hear Frankie, right, with his really high-pitched voice, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's going, where is he, where is he? And he walks out behind. And I swear to God, Caitlin, we all thought for a minute it was a fake deal with a little kid, because that's how small he is. I mean, he's really a small height. He's just really short. And we're all thinking, wow, that kid's good. Or is he just lip syncing for Frankie and he's going to like appear behind us walking down? And then all of a sudden I realized, wow, that's really him.
Oh,
and it was pretty funny. And we had great seats. I mean, we were down on the track, right?
Wow.
So, I mean, we were like maybe 50 feet from them or something, or less probably. But anyway, yeah, Ionia goes way back. So watching your video, You Carry Me, with the Bulldogs and my boys play. We went to high school in St. John, so they always played each other in sports. And I recognize all that. But so swing back for a minute. So that part in the video where there's jerseys being presented to all these people, that's cancer survivors or whatever. Go back to that and tell me what that was for the video for people that watch it.
Sure. So that whole week in the sports events, not just football, there were jerseys that would have been purchased or donated with a name on the back, representing usually someone who's passed away, but it is possible that it's a fighter, a current warrior. Mm-hmm. They lined the entire, I mean, the home stadium side of the track, like the entire lineup of sports that week. And then each jersey gets presented to a family member or someone who had that jersey placed on a student that week. And it's a beautiful, beautiful moment. And my videographer is not from Ionia, and she came home and with me, or, you know, came to film that and said, wow, I've never seen something like this. Like, her hometown would never, she said, they would never have done that. So I think even if someone, you know, doesn't know how that happens or what it's about, I think to be able to share that story and like to have that hometown, like the little, the small town Midwest, like seeing how well people can come together and care and support their community is something that should, I hope, resonate widely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just for Ionia. I didn't make these videos just for Ionia. It definitely honors my roots, but I really hope that this music can transcend and connect with people from all over.
Oh, and it could, and you're right. Ionia is just the epicenter for that, right? I mean, that can have a worldwide movement right there because it's that important. I mean, I love the way the like you said, and honored people that are going through one of the toughest times of their lives, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's the person themselves that's fighting the disease or fought it and lost, but the people left behind, right? And to see those moments and to realize that there's more than just, they're not going through it alone, right? And mm-hmm. and I'm sure with what you went through, you can feel like sometimes, man, I'm like kind of alone on this whole gig here a little bit, and that's not a good place to be. And it doesn't make it easier to have the loss, but it had to be much easier to try to get through knowing that you had a whole community around you, right?
Yes. And I've thought even recently that what a horrible thing to lose my parents at an age where I thought they at least one of them would be with me forever. Like having right. mom pass so quickly was like my worst nightmare. I thought she'd be around to see me do everything and to be with me. She was like my favorite person. And like nobody hands you that handbook for grief. like after I learned so much after my dad passed about what is important to me to like experience and how to process it. And like how important it was for me to use music to honor mom and like make sure that her celebration of life, I truly wanted it to be a celebration of her life, and it was beautiful. And, but also recently thinking about, because people knew mom and dad, I was blessed with people just saying anything you need or like mm-hmm. just offering me hugs anytime. And kind of everywhere I've gone since, when people learn about my story, I'm pretty open about it. I feel like I've gained more family members. It's mm-hmm. just incredible. It's like I have all these honorary moms and these plenty of people who want to be my, you know, worried about who I'm dating and, you know, and
You need to report into me now too, by the way, just telling
me. Oh, boy.
You got all my contact stuff. So just a picture and a short video from them would be
good. Okay.
But anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure.
No, you won't. You will not. But if you want to, I will interview them.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but no, that is awesome though. But carry on. I attempted that with my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, and she decided to date and then marry who she wanted to, and she did good. So, you know, that's okay.
That's good. Okay.
I just realized how old I just sound when I say my granddaughter that's married and got two grandkids or two great grand.
Crossed my mind until you just pointed it out. That's exciting, though.
It is. Oh man, you know, I loved having kids. I still love having kids.
That's good.
But boy, greats or grandkids and great grandkids are.
I hear they're a lot of fun.
Oh, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're a lot of, and I literally, like they say, one thing I'm very good at is going, being Papa, doing what I want to do, saying, I got to go. Give me big Papa, big hug. Here's a candy bar, you know?
Yep. And then you can go home.
Yeah. It's like a drum set for Christmas. What do you like? What do you want? Horn? What would you like? Yeah. You know, but it is a good time. It is. And, you know, it's just the continuation of life. Right. And mm-hmm. it's good to see that stuff. And let's circle back to this because that is, and you've been very kind with your time and I appreciate it, but this, what you're doing is such a continuation of your mom and dad's life. Right. And I know I can understand how it can get emotional for you at times because it hasn't been that long ago really for you. And then on top of all that, you know, the head injury and all the things that you had to struggle through. But, you know, a lot of people would have gave up or just took a dive into the bad place, whatever that bad place is. And that's what I really love about what you're doing, and what really, more than anything, convinced me that I wanted to have you on and chat is this is building wins way bigger. Sales and all that other stuff is stuff, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I care, but who cares to some degree, right? That's just stuff. This is these are wins that people can learn from and take with and understand that a lot of people go through a lot of bad stuff, and you're leading a charge, which I'm very proud to know you, that people can learn from, and keep spreading that message. I love the message that you're spreading. You're not just a musician and going to go play some music and sing some songs and write music and perform and do wherever your career takes you, which I think will go a long ways. But with all that said, I'm going to guess that when we see you somewhere 40 years now performing, in 40 years, I'll probably be, if I stay really, really good, hanging with your mom and dad, because but you know, I will say, hey, I had Caitlin on. They'll say, I know, it's a great show. But you know, it you're going to bring that message to a lot of people, and music's a great way to do it, right? With what you're doing is a great way to bring that message, not only of how you work through the grief of your mom and dad, but how you work through the head injury, because that alone can be such a debilitating thing that a lot of people never get over, right?
Yeah, I think that is, at the time I felt like that was the biggest loss I'd ever been dealt, because it was like, I lost my life. Like, the life I knew how to live was no longer possible for some time. And that was, I mean, just, I can hardly believe it now that that's what happened and that that's how that felt. And it has been such hard work to keep going. And there were so many times that I would see a doctor and they would say, we can't help you. And I would say, there's no way that I have to live like this. Like, I know there is some way that I can figure out how to improve these symptoms. And that is exhausting. That's exhausting for anybody out there who's dealing with chronic pain or things that they're, you know, not getting answers from doctors. Like, it is such a difficult journey. And I just, with my music and with sharing my stories, I just want to tell people that it won't be forever. Like, you can have those times when you're down and you have to, you can have a pity party, like, cry it out. I had to do it. I still do it sometimes, but then there are times you get back up and you keep trying. And those times when it's so dark and it feels like just you don't know what the way out is, just know that it will come. That is what I've learned. Like, there were so many times that I was just like, I don't know how it's going to get better, but it has to. Something has to change. And that is, sometimes the dark times last longer, but the times that are light are worth getting to.
Right. Wow. Well said. And so, obviously, you were, and you probably had some help in the background from other people, I'm sure. But I think one of the important things that I'm sort of reading into this too is you in bad times, whatever those are, you've got to be your own advocate, right? Because how many times were you told, and that's what I'm hearing what you said with doctors saying, well, there's nothing else we're going to be able to do. And you said, you called BS on that, right? No, that's, you know, maybe you go home and punch a wall or throw, kick the cat, or you do something. But at some point you go,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not accepting that. That's unacceptable. And that's the ultimate wind builder right there. Right. Is when I'm not accepting that. It may suck right now, but I'm not going to allow this. I talk about this a lot, but you don't allow the 20 minutes or the 20 days to be 20 years of suck. Right. And you didn't do that. You said, I'm not going to do this. And I think that's a message about regardless of everything else we talked about today, Caitlin. And again, big fan of your music. I've said it a million times, but your story, and for people to understand your story and understand that regardless of, if you're still upright and walking, right, there's a way to get it fixed, and you got to be your own advocate, right?
Yes. And I think especially after mom died, that's what I learned. I didn't have someone to lean on anymore to fight for me. I had to learn how to fight. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to learn that when we're alone at night, that's when it really matters, is to learn and to be kind to ourselves. That's something I had a lot of trouble with, because I was really hard on myself and I felt betrayed by my brain and by all the symptoms. And I had to learn to be gentle and encouraging and be a coach, and like an encouraging coach instead of the disciplinarian coach.
Right. So was there a time, and I will be cognizant of your time, but was there a time, I'm sure, where you have to get, and I'm sure you were in the why me, woe is me, how come this has happened to me? And at some point you got to just, like, I don't know how you did it, but look yourself in the mirror, slap yourself side to face and say, stop. You just stop, right?
I've gone through that thing many times. There's not been one time where it's like, slap myself silly and then I'm good. Like, there will be times where it's like, oh my gosh, like another migraine, or like the third day of feeling so foggy and wanting to sleep all day. It's like, ugh. Okay, well, you just have to try different things. Like, and that's what's hard about brain injuries too, is like the neuroplasticity means you can always retrain your brain, but it's kind of finding the right pathway to doing that. And it's learning how not to push too far, but just far enough. I mean, it's just exhausting. But it is like saying, okay, yes, I did this much. Tomorrow I have to do more. So, yeah.
So how far, the last question, I promise, I think, I never have a last question. I'll call you later tonight with another one. but how far are you, is this a, is there an end game to the brain injury? Or is this something that's something you're going to have to continually battle? Or are you continuing to battle it yet today? Is that something that you can be an end game and know, okay, I'm fully done? Or don't you know?
Great question. There are probably different schools of thought from the medical field. And some will say, you may deal with this forever. You may get to a point where it doesn't matter anymore. Like the symptoms aren't as severe to debilitate your life anymore. And that's what I'm fighting for. I really still deal with, I'm learning about the autonomic nervous system and how much that has to do with migraines and reactions and, you know, flight or fight and all of these things. And my nervous system is really dysregulated. So it's learning. It's a constant learning journey. Mm-hmm. And I do still have debilitating migraines. And it's just learning to say, okay, there are some days where that's the case. But what on the days that are good enough, what can I get done?
There you go. So,
and I truly am still improving. A year ago, I wasn't as good as I am now. 3 years ago, I was very far behind where I am now. So I'm proud of that too.
Yeah, you should be. And you know now that 3 years from now, you'll be looking back at today and be way better, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I can't wait for that.
I know. That'll be great. Well, we all hope so. Well, Caitlin, you know, we've all heard of frequently asked questions, but there's always that should ask question. What is in Caitlin's life that you're out there, you're entertaining, you know a lot of people, you're developing a fan base. What do you wish when you talk about either your parents or your brain injury or your music that nobody ever asks you? What is that? What do you wish people would just ask you about?
That's actually a really hard question. I don't have a single really strong one.
We can give us several small ones, equal big.
I think this is really an important part of my life. And the music that is so meaningful to me, I will put out, and I will make sure that it's available for people to listen to and to have and to benefit from. But I think there will be a time where I'll hope that people are asking me for other types of music, like fun, love songs maybe are in my future.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know that I have a single, I wish you would ask me thing. I think you ask great questions, and I usually get good questions, and I'm very honest about what I've been through, and it's rewarding to be able to share that with people who can take it.
Yeah. Well, and my guess would be, after several communications that we've had before and just chatting today pre-show and now, my guess is you probably wouldn't have a lot of should ask questions because you're so open that you don't leave any questions to be asked. And that's important.
Better
right?
Or worse, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're one or the other, you know, but no, I think you're so open with your life story that, it doesn't take people long to go, okay, I know who this person is and I know the battles and I'm going to learn from them. So, and like I said earlier, is far as you go, my closing remarks, as far as you go with music, which could be a long ways, the what you bring to people and what you're going to help people learn to whatever their difficulty. It don't have to have anything to do with what your dad went through, what your mom went through, or what you went through. It could be whatever else they're going through. You're a great example of just hang in there, control yourself, and look for what's good today and look for tomorrow to be a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
If you keep doing that, that will bring so much more to the world than whatever your music does, right? Yeah. And it can make your music, and I don't mean this, I know you'll take it the way I mean it, that message can make your music very secondary to the message that you bring out to people, right?
And, yeah.
But you get to do it through your music, and I love that. So that's it.
I love that too. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you for being on. I appreciate your time. Appreciate your music. Appreciate everything you do. And thank you for being so open and sharing with us today.
My pleasure.
Always.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the
of course. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I know sometime you got a couple, 3, 4, 5, 10 more songs you want to come on again. We do invite guests back.
Okay, that would be fun.
And you've earned your spot because there's only two ways you get invited back. Either you absolutely completely suck so badly that we surely could do better. No. Or it's so good that we need more. And I would love someday. And if you want to call me up someday and say, hey, Randy, about a month from now, I'm going to release something I'd love to come back on.
Yeah.
Always.
And hopefully I have a big win that I want to share with you.
I love it. We're all about wins. So you got a win you want to share. You just call and let me know.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. Kaylin, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much,
Randy. All right. Cheers. Be blessed. All right.
You too.
Thank you. All right, my friends. I'll tell you what, if you don't love Kaylin Cusick, I pinch yourself because you're probably not alive. Great music, great person, and a great message. It just does not get any better than that. So, you know, I'm going to close out with two or three things that I say all the time, but I mean them, and even more so today after listening to Kaylin. Live it, love it, own it, right? You only get one go around on good old planet Earth. Do what I'm doing today, which is love what you do and do what you love. And, you know, why don't you just go make today your best day ever until tomorrow. Cheers, my friends. Go watch Kaylin.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.